Okay, let's go to Psalm 5. Psalm 5. Psalm 5. And we'll talk about the practical truth of prayer this morning. All right, so if you're taking notes, it'll be prayer, the believer's spiritual breath. Prayer, the believer's spiritual breath. All right, Psalm 5 and verses 1 through 3. Psalm 5, 1 through 3. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. My King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Let's pause and ask the Lord's help. Father, thank you for the fun time we're able to have. Thank you for our PCL sessions this week. And I pray, again, that you would use this to be a practical help, to help us understand the importance of prayer, and help these young people and all of us to go deeper, Lord, in our prayer lives and be what you want us to be. And so, fill me, use me, hide me behind the cross, may you be exalted, for you, Lord, are worthy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Again, we understand that physically, that if you don't breathe, there's a problem, right? In fact, if you don't breathe for a long time, you're gonna die. or if your breathing is impaired, if you're struggling, then we know that there's an issue there. There's something physically going on. And so, same spiritually. In the spiritual realm, prayer is like the believer's spiritual breath. It's how we continue on. It's how we're successful, okay? And so prayer is so important, so vital, it's so necessary to grow in our spiritual life. So I want to be very, very practical with you this morning. First of all, why do we pray, all right? So sub-points under that. Number one, why do we pray? Because God's commanded it. That's the very first thing. God's commanded it. The Bible, among other things, gives God's marching orders, we could say. It lays out the believer's duties. Now, some people might say, well, brother, well, why do we have to pray? Because God knows what he's going to do, right? I mean, God is omniscient. He just knows what is going to take place. He knows what he's going to do. And so why would we have to pray? That's a good question, right? The answer to that is because that's how God has set it up. it's what God has asked us to do. And there are certain things that God will not do, I'm convinced, certain things that God will not do unless we pray. While God is sovereign, while he is overall, while he knows all things, okay, he has set it up so that prayer, if we can say it this way, really does make a difference, okay? He cooperates, in a sense, with the prayers of his people, okay? And so he has commanded us to come to him and to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to go around and, you know, it's just like literally 24/7, all we're doing is praying. The idea there of praying without ceasing is that we would be, there'd be multiple times, that prayer is a way of life. That's not just like something we do for 5 minutes in the morning. Now, if you're here this morning and you're like, well, that's pretty much all I pray a day, I want to encourage you. I'm glad you're praying, okay? I'm not trying to be like, oh, you're nothing. You're so terrible, okay? I'm glad that you're praying. But I want you to see that it's not just like in the morning time, but it's like all throughout the day. It says we're going to school or we're working or we're, if you guys have a car, we're driving. Or I drive a lot of hours. A lot of hours our family drives. And so I like to pray as I'm driving. And I keep my eyes open, you know, most of the time. But prayer is communication with God, right? And so I'm talking to God. And so pray without ceasing is that, again, it's not, we don't look at prayer as just this little thing that we do in the morning. It's a way of life. It's all throughout the day. We're in communication with God, okay? Colossians 4:2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Luke 18, verse number 1, the Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The idea of faint there is to give up, to quit. Instead, we are to pray about things. Take those burdens to the Lord. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. In Jude, in verse number 20, the Bible says, beloved, keep yourselves in the love of God, praying in the Holy Ghost. So that's just a few examples. Over and over again, we are told, we are commanded that we are to pray. God wants us to come to him. And so if we're not praying this morning, young person, or maybe you just pray a little bit at camp, but you know before you came to camp, you really didn't have much of a prayer life. If we're not praying, we're sinning. All right? We need to understand that. It's a sin because God has commanded us to come to him. All right? So why do we pray? Because God's commanded it. Secondly, though, here's a second sub-point under this. Why do we pray? Because we need God. It's as simple as that. We need God. Prayer reveals dependence like nothing else can, like nothing else does. Prayer reveals our dependence or our faith, all right, in God. And so, again, if we do not have a strong prayer life, if prayer is just something that we're just doing just for a little bit because we know that our parents want us to do that, our pastor says we should do that, all right, but again, it's not a constant way of life, and guess what? You're not as dependent on God as you think you are. You're more independent, right? You're kind of just going through life and thinking that you can handle life on your own. But when you see more and more your need of God, that you can't handle a situation, that you can't forgive someone like you should, that you can't overcome this besetting sin in your life, that you can't, that you don't have peace or joy or whatever it is, right? The more and more we understand our helplessness and that we can't do things, that we need God, that ought to drive us to pray, right? Prayer reveals dependence. And so if you don't have a strong prayer life, I'm just telling you right now, you're living independently of God, okay? Because when you come to live by faith, truly, again, all of us, none of us are perfect, we all struggle, but when that is your consistent way of life, that is evidenced by crying out to God, because you wake up every morning and you're like, man, I can't do it today. Man, I don't have this physical strength I need, I don't have the spiritual strength, I don't even desire to read my Bible, and so when you're conscious of your need, again, it ought to drive us to God, to talk to him about it. Right? To pray to him. Dependency. Somebody said that dependency is the heartbeat of prayer, and that's absolutely true. When we're dependent upon God, we are conscious more to talk to God and to pray to him. James 1:5 says this. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally. So if we understand, man, I need wisdom about the situation, God says, ask of me, right? But again, you have to, first of all, see your need. You have to be aware of your need, all right? And so the more helpless you see yourself to be, the more we should be praying more, all right? So why do we pray? Because God's commanded it. Secondly, because we need God, and prayer reveals dependence, all right? And thirdly, I really like this one. Why do we pray? Because God will answer. Oh, I really like that. God will answer. Jeremiah 33 and verse number 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. John chapter 14. Let me look over a verse over here real quick. John 14 and verse 13. John 14, 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receives it, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Why do we pray, young person? Because God wants to answer our prayers. And so, Mr. Will, I've been praying about this for like a long time, and God hasn't answered this yet. Okay, why does that happen? I don't claim to know. I don't know, and I don't claim to know all the reasons why God does not answer prayer. Maybe I should say it, that God does not answer in the way that we think that he should, and what we are wanting, or in the timetable that he thinks that we should. But I do think this. I think that God sometimes just wants to see if we're serious or not. Like, are we really serious about praying for that unsaved loved one? Are we really serious about praying for, maybe a physical situation going on in our family, right? Are we really serious? Sometimes people pray, and they're like, oh, well, you know, they pray one time or two times. It's like, well, God didn't answer. So, you know, this must not work. No, I think God wants to see if we're really serious, and that if we have the faith of a child to continue to come to him, all right? But listen, I'll tell you what, when you begin to pray more, young person, all right, and get serious about prayer, and by the way, if you have never done that before, if you're struggling in your prayer life, all right, you can ask myself, ask your counselor, hey, what are some things I can do, all right? And we can try to help you and to kind of formulate like a little prayer list or something, all right, to get going, okay? But when you start to get serious about that and you see God answer specific prayers, there is nothing that'll encourage you, that'll strengthen your faith more than that. There have been times in my life where I felt I felt distant from God, like, you know, I'm going through motions, I'm reading my Bible, I'm trying to pray, but I don't feel like much is happening. And I've told God, I said, God, I just need a sign, right? I need you to do something to let me know that you're still there, that I'm still on the right path and going the right direction, right? And I tell you what, God has answered specific prayer, and man, that's lifted my spirits. And God's like, hey, yeah, I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere, you know. And so, man, there's nothing when you start praying specifically for things and you see God begin to answer. Boy, that'll really strengthen your faith, all right? So why do we pray? Because God will answer. Now, again, he may not answer like we want him to initially, okay? But that's part of prayer as well, right? Not asking God what we want God for him to do, but yet we still have selfish motives, right? Remember James chapter 4? James 4 says, "Ye have not because ye ask not. And when you do ask, ye ask what?" Anyone know the verse? "Ye ask amiss that ye may consume it upon your lust." In other words, it's a selfish motive. A lot of times God doesn't answer because of a selfish motive that we have. All right, I'm thankful, like I told you guys the other night, I'm thankful God didn't answer my selfish prayers of my first girlfriend that I had. Man, if he would have done that, I would not be here today. So a lot of times God doesn't answer prayers because he knows that's not what's best for you. You guys may go to your mom or dad and be like, "Hey, can I have this right now? Or can I have $50 or $20 or whatever it is, right?" And they're like, no, not right now. They're not trying to ruin your life. I promise you, they're not. Sometimes you think they are. They're not trying to ruin your life. All right? They've been around the block a few more times, right? They're older, have more life experience. And so they're trying to do what is best for you, just like our Heavenly Father. It's like, no, that's not really what you want. That's not really what you want. And so I'm not gonna answer your prayer, okay? But many times when we get our wills in line with God's will, and he does answer, man, that's such an encouragement. All right, so why do we pray? Because God's commanded it, because we need God. Thirdly, because God will answer, all right? So second, trying to be very simple this morning. When do we pray? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. So just a couple things. Pray in the morning. All right, I think it's good. In our text here, it says in Psalm 5, verse number 3, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up." I think it is good for you guys to get in the habit of talking to God early in the morning. In fact, I think it's good at first when you first open your eyes, when you first wake up, to try to be God-conscious and say, "God, thank you for allowing me to open my eyes this morning." Now, you may be hurting, right? You may be, there may be a lot of things going on. But if you can learn to focus on the positive things, to count your blessings, thank you, God, I got strength to roll out of bed this morning. I got 2 feet that walk, and I got ears that hear, and I got eyes that see, and I got the smoke's not as bad today, right? And my Lord, thank you. No, look for whatever. Man, I had a breakfast taco. Man, praise God, I love breakfast tacos, right?
Amen.
And so, talk to God in the morning. Get in that habit of just talking to God. All right. Listen, you want to go out to battle without putting on be physically prepared, right? If you were going into a physical battle, you want to be physically prepared. Well, when you wake up in the morning, guess what? When you walk out the door, whether you're going to school, whether you're going to work, whether you're just living your day and doing whatever, you're in spiritual warfare. And so it's very important to pray in the morning, okay? But not only in the morning, as I said before, all throughout the day. I love Psalm 55:17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and thou shalt hear my voice. Again, the psalmist gives that time when he was going to talk to God. Evening, morning, and at noon. Who in the Bible do we see? What's a good example in the Bible? We see somebody praying those specific times of the day. Just shout it out. Daniel, right? And morning, noon, and night. And they knew if they were going to trip up Daniel, they were going to have to do it in relation to his walk with God. And so pray all throughout the day. All right, so in the morning, all throughout the day, we pray when we face temptation. When you face temptation, and you will face temptation, you will go home tomorrow. And no doubt after a spiritual high, we call weeks like this a spiritual high or a spiritual mountaintop. You've been away from your phones, you've been away from television, right? You've been saturated with God's Word and PCL and in evening rallies and in cabin devotions and in one-on-ones, right? You've been saturated. So you've been on the spiritual mountaintop. No doubt tomorrow you're going to go home and you will face some type of temptation. Okay? That's just the reality of things. And so We pray when we face temptation. The Lord Jesus Christ, an example there in the wilderness, when he faced temptation, right? He was in communion with his Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. But no temptation had taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. So the Bible says that with every temptation, God has made a way of escape. I believe the way of escape is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the one who lives within us, all right? But how do we get there? Man, we cry out to God. It's okay. If you feel tempted, it's okay, man. Cry out to God. Just say, God, would you please help me right now? Because I don't want to fall to this. I don't want to give in to this. And so when we face temptation, again, we should pray. When we're going through a hard time, we should pray. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful. It means full of care, anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't be full of care about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's sad that it has to take a hard time in our life to get us to be God conscious and to pray about things. Again, we should be praying about things all the time. All right? But when you guys are faced with a hard time, a hard decision, something you don't like, something that's unpleasant, God says, listen, don't be anxious about that. Don't be focused upon that. Leave that with God in prayer. God's working his will. God's accomplishing what he's going to accomplish. Our job is just, again, to leave that with God, to pray about that, and the peace of God will fill our hearts. I love Psalm 61, verse number 2. It says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And again, you guys are going to, at some point in life, if Jesus tarries, you are going to feel overwhelmed. Some of you right now may not understand that. I'm just telling you, though, it's going to happen. The older you get, the more pressure that you are going to feel. Okay? If God gives you a spouse, if he gives you children, if you at your job, I mean, life is full of pressure. Okay? And sometimes it seems like you're in this room and the walls are closing in and it's like, I can't take anymore. And I feel crushed, right? Well, the Bible says, the psalmist said, when my heart's overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. I'm going to cry unto God. Okay? So learn to cry out unto God during those difficult times, young person, all right? So, why do we pray? God's commanded it. We need God. God will answer. When do we pray? Yes, in the morning, all throughout the day, when we face temptation, when we go through a hard time, all right? And then as we close, how do we pray? How do we pray? Now, sub-point under that, what's the posture of prayer? What's the posture? And really, there's no wrong answer here. Why do we teach little kids to close their eyes and fold their hands? Why do we teach little kids that? Yeah.
Because they get distracted.
Right, you get distracted, right? And so there's nothing wrong with teaching children, let's bow our heads, let's close our eyes, fold your hands, right? Because our else. Little kid, I mean, they're looking at everything. But you don't have to close your eyes when you pray. Okay, the older you guys get, now again, for some of you, you might be like, you know, Mr. Wall, like, squirrel. You know, that's how I am, right? That's me. Okay, well, maybe you should close your eyes. Okay, and so know yourself. If you are that type of individual, know yourself. But the older you guys get, the more you mature. Again, it's like spiritual breathing. It's just a way of life. Okay, like I told you, I pray, a lot of times I pray with my eyes open. I love, if I'm at a church, I'm at all different kinds of churches, or if I'm at my home church or whatever, I love going to my auditorium, or whatever auditorium it is, I love just walking around the auditorium. And so I'm walking, I'm just, my eyes are open, obviously, I'm just praying, when I'm driving in the car, I'm praying, right? And so, the posture of prayer, you know, sometimes people sit down, sometimes people will lay flat on the ground. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it shows us again that we're showing God, Lord, we're bowing to you, God. We are, Lord, we're totally yours. We want to worship you, right? Again, you can stand, you can walk, you can sit. The outward physical posture is not the most important thing. Okay, again, do what you need to do to not be distracted. All right, but the heart attitude is, again, what really God is looking for, okay? So, anyways, that's just a little bit about posture. But what's the subject of prayer? I'm going to give you these three things, and maybe you've heard this before, but if you haven't done this before, or if you struggle to have a consistent prayer life, maybe this will help you. Maybe you've heard before CPR, all right? What's the CPR in prayer? How do you pray? Number one, confession. That's the C, confession. I start my prayer time. Some people start their prayer time praising God. Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to say that's wrong. All right. For me, I start my prayer time asking the Spirit of God to show me anything in my life that should not be there. Because I want to enter into that prayer time as best as I know how, completely right with God. I don't want to. You know, Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So my prayers will be hindered. If there's something I've done, if there's something I've said to somebody, if there's something I know in my life that's not right. And so I start every morning, I'll start my prayer time. God, Spirit of God, would you please search me, show me anything, reveal to me anything that is not of you. Anything, anything I've said to someone, done to someone, is there anything in my life, all right? So if God shows you something, then you confess it. You confess it, you plead the blood of Jesus, and you ask for mercy, you keep moving on, okay? So that's how I start, okay? Again, you don't have to start that way. I'm not saying that that's a must, but that's been a help to me, all right? So number one, confession. And then the P is praise. So CPR, confession, then praise. So after I ask the Spirit of God to search my heart, confess anything needs to be confessed, then I will move into thanking God for who he is and for what he's done. And I try to, before even praising God for blessings he's given to me, I try to focus on the character of God. Like maybe some days, again, I try to change it up. I don't like to get stuck in a rut. And if you do the same thing every single day, that tends to be what happens, is to get stuck in a rut. And so sometimes I'll change it up. Sometimes I'll just pick like one attribute and I'll just praise God. Like this morning, praise God for his holiness. And so I was thinking about holiness, and I was thinking about Bible verses that talk about the holiness of God, and God is light, and there's no darkness whatsoever, right? And so maybe just take a few things and the character of God and just worship him and just praise him. Say, God, thank you. You're so great. You're so good. You're so whatever it is, right? And then maybe you can move into thanking God for personal blessings. You know, I thank God every day for my wife, for my children, for my house, for my car, for the physical strength that he gives me, right? I heard a little quote one time, and I thought it was really good. It said, what if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you thanked God for today? Man, I think a lot of us want to wake up with a lot of things, okay? And so again, I'm not saying that every single day you have to go through like every single, or thank you for my hey dudes, you know, thank you for my my belt, you know, thing. I'm not saying you have to go through like every single thing. It's just a little principle, a little thought of, are we really thankful? Are we really thanking God for the blessings that he's given to us? Okay? And so confession, praise, and then of course the R is what? Request. What?
Request.
Repentance. Yeah. Repentance, that goes into the confession, okay? Request. And so once you confess, you spend some time praising God, thanking God, then you get to request. What do you got? What are you praying for? What do you got? What do you want God to do in your life? What do you want God to do in your family, in your church, or the people that are sick, or the people that are facing a lot of hardships, right? Whatever you have on your prayer list, request. The Bible says, again, we already mentioned Philippians chapter 4, that we are to make our requests known unto God. All right, so prayer. It's so vitally important. It's one of the things that the devil is going to constantly, and not only the devil, but your own flesh, is going to constantly fight against. Because again, the devil knows that's how God continues to move on his work in this world, is he cooperates with the prayers of his people. And so our flesh is mightily opposed to prayer. The devil is mightily opposed to prayer. And it's one of the things that again, will, I'm going to let you know right now. All right, you're always going to feel like, man, I could be doing better. You know, I'm a preacher, and I've been an evangelist for almost 10 years. And I think, man, I could be doing better. There are days where I'm not as consistent as I should be. All right? We've all had that experience, right? Like, we're going to pray, and I'm excited about it. And maybe we close our eyes, and you wake up half an hour later, and it's like, what happened? We fell asleep, right? And no, we were really slain in the spirit. That's what really happened. We were slain in the spirit, and we weren't. We fell asleep, okay? And or, you know, maybe like you try to pray, your cell phone rings, or your little brother rushes in, or hey, there's all types of distractions. But again, that's part of the fight against prayer. But by God's grace, he can help us to be consistent in our prayer lives and to go deeper. Okay, and so again, why do we pray? God's commanded it. We need God. God will answer. young person, leave this place tomorrow with a greater desire to be faithful in prayer. Again, if you need some help, talk to myself, talk to one of your counselors, and we can kind of give you some pointers. That CPR should be a help to you, okay? That CPR. But we can kind of even give you further pointers to how do you get a prayer list together and just some practical things that would be a help to you, okay? Lord, thank you for this time. I do ask that you help all of us to grow in our prayer lives. Thank you that you have called us to pray and that we can cooperate with you in the advancement of your kingdom. And Lord, I pray that you help all of us to be consistent and to have a desire to talk with you. Lord, give safety the rest of this day. And again, thank you just for all you've done for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.